Well, Brooke, thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you here. And so you've had a few weeks now since that big win, obviously. Does it still feel like the biggest win of your career now that you've got had time to sit and reflect on it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, winning the CP Women's Open this year, honestly, is a dream come true. You know, growing up as a little girl in Canada, I wanted to hoist that trophy. And every time I did a media day with them, that trophy was right there beside me and I wanted to pick it up, but I knew I couldn't do it. So to finally be able to do that on the 18th hole or 72nd hole on Sunday, it just felt so amazing. And, you know, it's kind of come more real life, you know, the last few weeks. It's kind of settled in a little bit. But, you know, I'm just so excited to have my 7th LPGA Tour victory, and I'm just excited to do it again.
I was talking to Sandra Post after your win, and she talked about her winning the LPGA championship and how surreal she had to get up in the morning. Obviously, back then, they didn't have any, you know, internet or cell phones, or she had to get up and go get a newspaper in the morning just to see if her name was on the top, that she still won the tournament. Did you have any moments like that the next day?
Oh, well, actually, before, I was trying to fall asleep on Sunday night, and it felt like I had to get up and play again, that I actually hadn't won, and it was just sort of a nightmare that I had trying to fall asleep. But, you know, then when I woke up, you know, I saw newspapers as well with my name and face all over it, which was so cool. And, you know, just the feeling of having all the support from all of Canada that week and since that victory is just so incredible.
When you look at the support, too, and it was a special week, when we look at, you know, the tragedy that happened in Humboldt and being in Regina and winning that tournament, it seems like it was just made to happen. Do you also look in that, being a, you know, a hockey player yourself, and what that meant to the community?
Yeah, absolutely. Very tragic what happened to Humboldt. And earlier in the year when I won in Hawaii for my 6th LPGA Tour victory, you know, I was very honored to be able to dedicate that win to them, and, you know, hopefully give some strength to the survivors and those that are, you know, trying to heal from that terrible loss. And, you know, so going back to Regina and, you know, winning it for Saskatchewan, winning it for my family, who also had a tough summer losing both of my grandfathers, and just really for all of Canada, you know, that win is really historic, and it just meant so much to me, and I think it meant a lot to everybody across the country.
And moving forward, you look at where you've come and where you are at your game. And I think golf fans are always interested, the best players in the world, how do they address their weaknesses and what do they work on? You know, you're sneaking up closer and closer. And I keep saying that Brooke Henderson is going to be world number one day. But how do you, you know, go into, you know, sort of, you know, not necessarily your off season, but what do you address with your weaknesses in your game and how do you approach those?
Yeah, you know, I think my team has done a great job over the last couple of years, and I feel like I'm just slowly improving, you know, every week almost, and every year, you know, my stats just keep getting a little bit better. You know, long game is definitely where all my strengths are, you know, off the tee and ball striking, greens and reg, I'm like 75% right now, which is, you know, I'm very happy with that. You know, short game is kind of where I like to improve, and, you know, I work a lot with my coach, my dad, you know, especially in the off season, every day out on the greens, you know, just trying to learn to read them a little bit better, and just kind of recognizing slopes and different imperfections in the greens as well. And I feel like, you know, every week just playing on the best golf courses around the world, I'm just slowly learning and gaining more experience.
And going forward now, sort of setting goals for the new season, where does Brooke Henderson look to, you know, wins and just, you know, overall objectives on how you're going to become a better player in 2019?
You know, I think it's really important to finish this season off really strongly. And I only have 5 events left. And, you know, if I stay in the top of the CME, as long as I'm in the top 6 by the season ending event, you know, I could have a chance to win that and win $1 million, which is pretty cool, in November. So it's definitely a big goal over the next few weeks, just to keep my game in great shape and, you know, hopefully win an event before this season's over, and then, you know, kind of take some well-deserved rest in the off season, and then, you know, get back to work and, you know, hopefully clean up some things that I want to work on, which, you know, might include some short game things. But I feel like my game's all moving in the right direction, which is really exciting.
Well, thanks for taking the time, and have a great end of the year and a great 2019.
Awesome. Thank you.